No matter where you go, you've always got us in your smartphone. Just search for the free WICC app. It's Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
This is a very cool hyperlocal story. We're very excited to highlight it. The Rotary Club of Trumbull is awarding $10,000 to Trumbull Early Childhood Education Center's new playground fundraising initiative. And so we have the folks behind this who can talk a little bit more about this and help us to understand how we got to this point, what it's going to mean for our community. So joining us today, we have Kayla Seely, who is the Trumbull Early Childhood Education Center president. And we also have Susan Stonoha. Did I say that correctly?
Stonoha.
See, I should have put in a little pronouncer here. Stonoha. There you go. I'm going to fix that right now. And you are the club president. Thank you both for being here this morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Very excited. I mean, who would like to start by, I guess, talking about, first of all, this fundraising initiative?
Yeah, I can start. So the Trumbull Early Childhood Education Center, or TECEC, is Trumbull's public preschool. And it's a great program because it serves a 50% or 50% of the students have an identified special need. And the playground that is currently at the school is just about 20 years old. And at that time, inclusion and accessibility was not on the forefront of people's minds when they were designing playgrounds. So the playground is not accessible to everyone. And we want to change that. We want to make the playground and the space an area where all kids can play and play together and learn together. And so we've been fundraising now for 2 years. This is our third event coming up to try to raise money to make the playground better for everyone.
So, Kayla, when you say it's not, like, accessible to everybody, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so TECEC has students that have autism and that are on the spectrum. There are kids with physical limitations and handicaps, so they can't climb up onto the main structure. There's a tunnel that kids can't get through if they're unable to crawl. There's no ramps for the kids who are in wheelchairs to get onto that. There's a small merry-go-round that doesn't have straps or things like that for kids that need that extra physical support. And while the playground is fun and the kids love it, it's not accessible to everyone. So
that makes complete sense. Yeah, because now I can envision exactly what you're talking about. So when you talk about making those changes, how much money ballpark are you guys looking to make?
Yes, so we are completely redoing the whole thing. And
wow.
Our goal is for this playground to now last another 20 or 30 years. We don't want to kind of piecemeal it together. So the whole project is going to be about $130,000.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so over 3 years, it's been, like you said, it's been a real real community effort. And somehow, some way, the Rotary Club got involved. That's where you come in, Susan, which we're so excited to hear about this. What drew the attention of the club to now want to help out with this playground initiative?
Well, Trumbull Rotary is a obviously Trumbull-centric under Rotary International. And we spend our year doing lots of fundraising for local and global causes. And we were introduced to Kayla and Sarah and TECEC through one of our members, Frank Matruski, and they came in to talk to us about the playground and their needs and their goals and the progress that they had made so far. And our club and Ed Gillespie, who is another Rotarian, got behind the TECEC playground project and were so excited to help. And the board decided that it was more than worthy of us putting $10,000 towards it, because that's what we're about. We're about our children. We're about our town. We're so excited to see this come to fruition.
I mean, that's a big chunk of change, Susan. That's a lot of money.
We do a lot of fundraising. We do a lot of fundraising, and it's just for these causes.
That's amazing. I mean, talk a little bit, if you don't mind, actually, about the Rotary Club.
Because of course.
I'd love to, understand, obviously, you know, where you get the funding, but also it sounds like it's a real community effort, and people really get behind you guys.
The Rotary Club is a service organization. It is. We are a local club under Rotary International. It's a global club, it's not a club, but a global organization. Trumbull Rotary has been in, it has been since 1967.
We've
been a
club.
We are 85 members strong. We have really? A really wonderful,
now
wonderful
that's,
club.
That's surprising to me because it's not like I know everything about Rotary clubs, but that's a lot of members.
It's a lot of members.
I don't usually hear that many. Usually like a dozen, maybe two dozen.
That's correct.
That's a lot.
Yep. We are nice big club.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think so many people get involved with the Rotary Club in Trumbull?
We base ourselves and what we do on service above self. And as Kayla and Sarah and I were speaking before we came in here, our club is a wonderful group of people who really care about each other and our community and beyond. And so I think that when you are introduced to the Rotary Club, you are drawn in by all of the wonderful things that we do.
Mm.
We have a golf event that's actually coming up on June 10th. We have a carnival that everybody pretty much in Trumbull knows about every year. We do beer and wine tastings. We do comedy nights. We do a lot of things to raise money so that we can support our community.
Sorry, we just had like a little bit of a moment here in the commercial break. I realized I knew Kayla's face from somewhere, and apparently we went to middle school together. And then Susan's daughter was also in our class. I don't know. It's just crazy. Welcome back. We are so glad to be talking about the Rotary Club of Trumbull and their support for the Trumbull Early Childhood Education Center. They've got a new playground fundraising initiative. It's been a couple years in the works. And I know, Kayla, right before the break, you had said the amount of money it was probably going to cost to complete this. Where are we at now?
Yes. Yeah, so right now, with the Rotary's donation, we are at $80,000.
Wow.
We have our large event, our annual fundraising event, is tonight. It's called A Big Night Out. We're holding it at Illicit. So after our event tonight, we are hoping to have $100,000 at least. And that will help us to break ground as soon as the school year is over on phase one of the playground.
Oh, that's exciting. So that was going to be another question was, do you do it in phases depending on how much money you had?
Yeah, so we would have loved to do the whole thing at once. But after 3 years of fundraising, everyone wants to see this playground happen.
It's like, let's just get it going.
Yes. Yeah. So we decided to split it up and do the two main pieces of the playground first and then the last little bit of it, hopefully in the next year or two. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is so exciting. So I don't know if there's like particular parts that like even though it's being phased in, will kids be able to use it or is it more of just like to stay motivated that, hey, it's happening. We're seeing it happen.
Yeah. So they will be able to use it.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
We are taking out the main structure that's currently there. As well as the merry-go-round, and we are putting in the new structure, which is a lot bigger, like the main climbing area. And the new merry-go-round, which is built into the ground, so children on wheelchairs and things can go onto it and get strapped in, as well as typical peers, they can use it as well. So the two main pieces will be done this year.
That's amazing.
And then the other pieces, we have stepping stones, and we have a rolling table, and those things will be added in phase two.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I think you might have said this before, Kayla, so please forgive me. Mm-hmm. My brain, like, shuts off after a while, and not because I work at 3 a.m, and it's weird. But is this open to the public, or is it strictly for Trumbull?
Yeah, so it is open to the public.
Wow.
It is a school playground, so during school hours, it's only for the school because the kids are doing recess
sure.
on it. But outside of school hours, this playground is open to anyone that wants to come and play at it. So
that's amazing.
And it's really great because it's geared towards kids that are 3, 4, and 5 years old. So a lot of the playgrounds that you take your kids to, it's not really, they're not appropriate for little kids. And it's hard because then you have little kids on really high structures and they can't do monkey bars and things like that. So it's really great to bring your younger kids there and it's fenced in. It's a small area and they can just run around and they can easily access everything and you don't really have to worry about them.
I think this is something that, I mean, I know how expensive playgrounds are because I've definitely heard about projects like this before. But I feel like you guys are doing something that is really, really needed and more towns should do something like this. But the fact that it is open, you know, on the off school hours, that's incredible. And I would think, too, that's a very easy sell, if you will, for the Rotary Club to support something like this, because it's not obviously just for the Trumbull early childhood. It's also really for the, like the town and the surrounding community to be able to use.
Absolutely. And also the ability to serve all of the children.
Yeah.
And for the adaptive nature of the playground, that makes a big difference for what the playground and who the playground will be able to accommodate.
It totally does. I know, so living in Milford, we have Eisenhower Park, and they had invested years ago making like, it's like a three-part park, if you will, based on the ages. And like you were saying, Kayla, like what can they reach? What can they actually use? I mean, we have people from West Haven or like all over who come in because there's just not a lot of these playgrounds, like you're saying, that are adaptive and that are age appropriate. So I'm excited for this. I hope that you guys reach your goal. Like you said, you want to hit about 100,000 after tonight.
Yes.
And then is there anything else coming up in the near future we could let people know about?
Yeah, of course. So if people are looking to get involved and want to partner with us, they can send us an email to techecpto@gmail.com, and we can share ways that they can partner with us, get involved, make donations. We're excited to talk to anyone that wants to hear and that wants to help us.
Okay, so I want to make sure I put down the email correctly. When you say TechEc, is it TECEC?
Yes.
Okay, so TechEc, what is it?
PTO.
PTO, I knew I missed something. At?
gmail.com.
Okay, simple enough. So I will add that to your podcast when it goes up on WACC. And is there any more openings? When you have 85 members of the Rotary Club, I'm just thinking we're going to have some people who want to join. How does that work?
There is not a limit or a cap to the amount of people that can belong to the club. And we meet every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. Currently at River Valley Retirement Community in Trumbull. And you can find all of that information on TrumbullRotary.org. Where you can find our meeting information, scholarship information, all of the things that we do, our fundraisers, our events, our speakers, and our meeting times.
That's amazing. Actually, that was going to be my last question for you, Kayla. Is there a way like people can continue tracking the project? Like, is this something being posted on like social or a website or anything like that?
Yeah, so they can follow us on Instagram. Okay. It is TechEc_ABNO for a big night out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. And okay. So we post updates on there. So if they want to follow us, that would be the place to do it.
Fantastic. I want to thank you both so much for coming in and sharing this. It is incredibly hard to find good news. But I tell you, in our communities in Connecticut, they've got some really great things going on, including this story of the Rotary Club of Trumbull stepping up, awarding $10,000 to the Trumbull Early Childhood Education Center for their new playground fundraising initiative. Good luck tonight. I hope that you guys make your goal. I cannot wait to see this playground come to fruition. It's a really exciting project. So thank you both so much for coming in and sharing it with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Melissa.
Absolutely. And again, Kayla is the Trumbull, I'm going to say it how you say it, which is TechEc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trumbull Early Childhood Education Center, also known as TechEc. Because I'm going to be cool now, but I'm not as cool as Kayla, I could tell you that. She's the president of TechEc, and also we have Susan Stonoha.
Stonoha.
Gosh dang it. I tell you. Well, one out of three, I guess, ain't bad. Stonoha, who is the club president for the Rotary Club of Trumbull right here on WICC. And again, we will put the links to all of their websites, social media, as well as the email if you want to get involved, learn more about the project, and help out with their fundraising efforts.